Today's passage is from John 17, verse, and we're just going to do the last part of this, 17 through verses 20 to 26. This is the message. I'm praying not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me. I need to, before I keep going, chapter 17 is Jesus making a long prayer. I believe it ends, I think it ends at 26, it might go on, but that whole chapter is nothing but Jesus praying for his disciples, for us, for everything in the world. So these are just a few of the words he says. So this is Jesus again. I'm praying not only for them, but also for those who believe in me. Because of them and their witness about me, the goal is for all of them to become one heart and one mind. Just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so they might be one heart and mind with us. Then the world might believe that God, in fact, sent me. The same glory God gave me, I gave them. So they'll be as unified and together as we are, I and them, and you and me. Then we'll be mature in this oneness and give the godless world evidence that you've sent Jesus, me, and loved them in the same way you've loved me. God, I want those you gave me to be with me right where I am, so they can see my glory, the splendor you gave me, having loved me. Long before there was a world, righteous God, the world has never seen or known you. But I have known you, and these disciples know that you sent me on this mission. I have made you your very being known to them, who you are and what you do, and continue to make it known so that your love for me might be in them, exactly as I am in them. There's little gnats out here driving me nuts. Okay. In case you see me, I got gnats bothering me. Today, I like this passage because Jesus is praying for many things. But if you look at this, he's praying for his disciples. And right now, if you know Jesus and you know you're loved by God and have accepted the fact that you're 100% loved by God, then you've been saved. And he's praying for you now. So look at that. I'm not only praying for them, the disciples, but I'm also praying for anyone who believes in Jesus and God. They want us to know that we are 100% loved. That God is there with us at all times. Love never fails. I titled it Heart of Love because Jesus prays that we might have a heart filled with love. That God's love for us would enter our hearts and help us, Lord, to share with those around us. And there's other things they say, but think about it. How do you show love? One, you have to realize you are loved. And that means turn off that switch in your head that takes you down. Oh, so-and-so said this about me, and I don't know if I've improved that. You know, maybe, well, right now I don't walk well because I'm in a brace, and right now I'm not wearing my knee brace, but I got that too, so I've got all this hardware. But God still loves me. Even though that's there, I'm not taking myself down and say, oh crap, if it wasn't for this, I could do all sorts of things. If it wasn't for my brace, I could go up and down that hill over there, which I can't do. I could go up and down that hill, or I could go out in the yard and play with my dog because I could get out there without this brace. But that's the negative side. I focused on the positive side. You know what that was? Every morning when I get up and put my brace on my foot, you know what that means? I can get out of the wheelchair and be vertical. And I celebrate my vertical every day because it's fantastic. I don't care if that brace has to stay on even longer. I can get vertical every day because I have medicine and doctors that know enough now to help me be vertical. Because in the past, in Jesus' time, I would just be slightly crippled on my left side because they wouldn't be able to fix that tendon that the doctors have fixed. Wow, what a blessing. God has filled doctors with love and wisdom so they can assist people. It's an amazing thing. when I say turn the switch off in your head, because we all have times when someone has said something maybe on the negative side. I don't know about you, but me and English do not get along. We've never gotten along. For me to get a B in English would be a miracle. I love my C's. But when it comes to things like this weekend, a friend of mine whose name is Beth Ann, A-N-N, they said, take your middle name and do, you know, put something down that starts with your first letter of your middle name. And so when I saw that, my middle name is A-N-N, I said ditto. Because it was easy. My brother says, oh, come on, you can do better than that. I says, Herb, you know I fail at English. I like the fact she did it for me. And my name's not going to change. Her name's as good as mine. But there I am, what? I could have done it. I know I could have. But it was just easier not to. I shouldn't take the negative. I should take the positive. I remember when I was in college, and I forget it was at a church retreat or something like that, but someone said that we have an image or a knowledge of ourselves. And it's like a mountain, okay? When we say things or things that have been said to us that are negative, we have built this mound reinforcing that negative in our lives. So me, my mound, I can honestly say that I fought since I was 40, was I built up a mound since I was a child. And the first remembrance I was before I was 10 years old, I remember building this mound up that it started then and it kept adding to it. What? I cannot be gay because it's not accepted by God or Christ. As far as I know, all my relatives, no one was gay and they sure didn't have any comments or thoughts about it. So I built up a mound. Anytime I would get those, I just keep mounding it up until what? I turn that off. And then imagine when I was asked by, I said, why? Here I am, almost 40 and I haven't, what? I don't even have a husband. I'm not interested in dating. What's going on? And she said, my therapist said, have you ever thought you might be gay? So here I am having to think about this mound that I've built. And now I have to what? Realize that I have all my life been gay. So I have to what? Clear away all that garbage that I've put there to block my vision of who I truly am. So one person said, the easiest way to do is if you go up that mountain, you hear that all the time, create a different value. So when someone says, well, being gay is a sin, I would take another approach and said, but I'm wonderfully and uniquely made in the image of God, and that's enough for me and God. I'm sorry you feel that way. Nothing negative, nothing positive. It's just me saying flat out, these are the facts, and I'm going to stick with them. And so on that mound, I gradually create little ruts. I focus down so that it would wear the mountain down. So that right now, I'm openly gay. In fact, at work, my boss was doing a PR thing, a little thing off of Top Gun, and we're called Top Pen. And he asked me to be in the movie. Because there's a phrase in the movie that says that the wife tells to Goose, the husband, take me to bed or lose me forever. So my boss said, perfect, I'll have Alice say that and we'll name one of the female attorneys. So now I'm famous. I said, everybody knows you're gay, don't worry about it. All right, I'm not going to worry about it. That's how open I am. I don't care, it's gone out the hundreds. Good for it. I am wonderfully and uniquely made in the image of God. And every time I hear that, I knock off something that has blocked me in the past. I am wonderfully and uniquely made in the God. Poof, go away. It's hard to turn off the negative. It's hard to turn off the but. I am but. No, you can't say but. You are wonderfully uniquely, there's no but after I'm wonderfully uniquely made in the image of God. There is no but after that. Stop putting one in. If you have been putting one in, stop it. It's not supposed to be there. So when you read this, Jesus prayed for us that we might be one heart and one mind with God and Jesus and the Spirit. He said with us, meaning the deity. We are to be of one mind with God. And God filled us with love. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind, just as God and Jesus are in that fashion. So be that way, so that the world, the more people we get to feel that way, the world will believe in God and that Jesus was sent by God. That's what he's praying. So they can see Jesus' glory and the splendor Jesus, God gave Jesus. Having loved Jesus long before the world was there, for Jesus to love us right where we're at, then we might know we can love God and Jesus right where we're at as well. There's nothing that can stand between you and God, folks. Absolutely nothing. So get rid of your butts. And if it means you have to go exercise because I got a big butt. No, that's the wrong butt. No buts. It's a fact. You're wonderfully, uniquely made in the image of God. God and Jesus, the trilogy, if you want. Love us unconditionally right where we're at. There's absolutely nothing that stands between us. May you watch out and know that every day this week. And keep repeating, God loves me. Let me fill with love that I might share it with those around me. Amen.